Good afternoon. This is Mark Cole with Tepted Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, January 6th. Starting off the week here with corn down a penny and three quarters, beans up 4.25 cents, and March wheat down 3.5 cents. Market is still concerned about what's happening in Iran. Is there going to be an escalation? What's going to happen if there is? The wheat's down, as I mentioned, 3.5 cents. I would think the wheat would take the worst of this hit if we're going to have more problems with Iran. It's just going to make shipping more expensive into the Gulf, raising our prices, taking us out of competition. And, you know, if the Arab world wants to turn on the U.S., that would involve Egypt. So I don't see anything really positive for the wheat coming out of an Iran issue out here. Now, we're going to get the WASDE report on Friday. That's going to be the big mover. Everybody, including myself, believes corn and beans will be shaved in production and acres, and that carryouts will be cut. I think wheat will be cut as well. So, you know, I think we're going to see a bullish report there. It looks like now the Chinese are going to be heading to the U.S. On the 13th. They'll be in Washington by the 13th. So there was rumors last week that maybe there was an issue, but it looks like they're leaving on the 13th. So we'll see if they actually get here and sign something. If the deal isn't signed, this market's in serious trouble. Weather around the world isn't too bad. Really no major problems in South America, neither Brazil or Argentina. But it's not perfect. You know, we'll be keeping an eye on it. But for the time being, there's no major problems. Australia continues to be a disaster. It's not getting any better. These fires are just unbelievably horrendous. And certainly my heart and prayers go out to the people in Australia. For the rest of the week here, you know, I think we're going to be relatively quiet. I think the market will get concerned if there's more escalation in Iran. If there isn't, I think we'll see a little bit of a comeback. Gold and silver have been all over the board. We've been as many as $20 higher in the gold, but we're still up $16. Silver's up 2 cents. We've actually traded lower on the day. So a lot of mixed signals out here, but crude oil is only up 11 cents a barrel. So, you know, I really don't know what to make of it. I think the big news is going to be WASDE on Friday. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT Edge.